morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
High-quality seed wheat this fall can help you produce a better wheat crop next June. And Peeper Seed Wheat has five great wheat seed varieties to choose from and great seed prices for fall planting. Joe Peeper says pricing includes Monument, Flint, and Doan's at $8.75 a bushel and Gallagher and Larry at $8.50 a bushel. Call Joe Peeper for your wheat seed wheat at 580-541-1949. Wheat seed at a great price. Joe Peeper, 580-541-1949.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
A new CoBank report indicates U.S. packers are prepared to handle a projected increase in beef production over the next few years. Thanks to strong profitability and years of excellent pasture conditions, the U.S. cattle herd continues to grow, coming off of the most aggressive three-year start to any expansion on record between 2014 to 2017. Likewise, the beef industry is projected to increase production by 3 to 5% over the next 2 years. Unless the industry is faced with any significant unforeseen setbacks, the report indicates that herd expansion will continue throughout the end of the decade. So far this year, beef demand has surprisingly exceeded expectations, doing so with beef exports playing no small part in the feat and will remain vital to sustaining prices moving forward. Currently, though, exports are on pace to increase 7-9% in 2017 and 5-7% in 2018. While the number of market-ready cattle will continue to increase over the next 2 years, CoBank assures the slaughter capacity at U.S. packing plants currently available will be sufficient to handle the increase. And in other news, the American Farm Bureau Federation's Fall Harvest Market Basket Survey found the total cost of 16 foods that can be used to prepare several meals was $51.13. The cost is up $1.43, or about 3%, from the survey results a year ago. AFBF Director of Market Intelligence John Newton says higher retail prices for several foods, including bacon, chicken breast, and orange juice, were behind the increase.
Bacon prices increased significantly, and we also saw orange juice prices up quite a bit from where they were last year. We did see some prices come down from where they were last year, most notably salad mix. The drought last year in California really pushed salad and lettuce prices up, and we've seen some relief in those prices this year.
He says the prices included in the survey reflect consumer demand. For example, consumers are purchasing more bacon, driving supplies down and prices up.
If you think about what's happening in the food service sector, consumers are enjoying more fatty foods, and bacon is the sexy food item at the restaurant and at the retail space. Bacon inventories this year are down from where they were in prior year levels, and as a result, we saw pork belly prices rise to highs we haven't seen in recent years, and that's reflected in those retail bacon prices.
The Fall Harvest Market Basket Survey is part of 4 food price trend surveys conducted by AFBF during the year. Compared to 6 months ago, when the cost of a summer cookout came in at $50.03, the overall cost of the market basket items increased by about 2%. The next survey will be the Thanksgiving survey.
Looking at the overall food price trends that we've seen in recent years, food prices have remained relatively flat. So I would expect this year consumers will continue to see a reasonably priced Thanksgiving dinner for 2017.
You got farm news on Ron.
One Abra, the next regular Sevier Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, September 28th, live from Fort Worth, Texas on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 20,500 head to sell, 4,200 yearling steers, 3,100 yearling heifers, 8,500 weaned calves, 3,600 calves on cows. If you'd like more information about when a lot will sell, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.